Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What does SBF and FTX, what do they represent? They represent leftism, front and center, in your face. And SBF represents the selective targeting, the selective outing of somebody once he's been used up. If you want to understand leftism, know this. Once they are done with you, you are toast. It's not true of conservatives, but it's definitely true of leftism. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I want to make you understand this very quickly. I don't care about SBF. I don't care about FTX. What I want you to understand about them is what they mean in the big picture. This is what we do on this show. As I explain, it isn't about this latest wunderkind. It wasn't about Anthony, the dude that was looking at texting with other underage girls. Wiener. How can I forget that? Anthony Wiener. I just had a Joe Biden moment. It wasn't about him. It's what he represented. He represented, they called him the future of the Democrats. You know, this guy, probably would be running for president today had he not gotten caught sexting young girls. Michael Avenatti. They touted this guy. Oh, you could be for president one day. Look at you. Look at you. Andrew Cuomo, the love gov. Look at him, man. I mean, talk about the pedigree. And once they selectively target you. Now, in the case of all these guys, they end up doing something wrong. They violate the tenets of public decency, not private decency. What these guys represent are Democrats, leftists, through and through, true blue to their cores. Andrew Cuomo can talk about, I'm evolved and, women are not to be objectified. He can say what he wants publicly, but this guy called himself the love gov, and there are dozens of women that he intimidated with his power, and in some cases with his money. Anthony Weiner. He thought he could get away with it. He was above the law. He was practically a Clinton. Dayton, what's her name? Huma Abedin? Hillary Clinton's right hand, whatever. He was practically immune to prosecution. And not once, but twice he was caught sexting. It took a lot to get him out of the public eye. And don't think the Democrats wanted to throw him away. There were people that were like, come on, who else do we have? I don't know. Who else? Well, there's always Joe Biden. He'll save us. Anyway, back to SBF and FTX. FTX operated like BLM. Overwhelming leftist support for both of them. This guy, you should go do the research on SBF. All the just glowing, gushy, gooey, he's amazing. He's from MIT. He's so smart. Only the sophisticated investors invest with him because he's the smartest guy. He's the J.P. Morgan. He's going to revolutionize the crypto digital currency industry, blah, blah, blah. And you want to know what I learned?
They use QuickBooks. The multi-billion dollar company using QuickBooks.
QuickBooks?
QuickBooks.
I know, folks, it sounds like a scene from some spoof movie with Leslie Nielsen in it made by Mel Brooks. No, that was Congress talking about FTX, a multi-billion dollar crypto exchange using QuickBooks. QuickBooks is not a small, what they call an SMB product. It is a small business product. It does not scale to the level of sophistication needed to run an operation like FTX. And it just goes to show you how this MIT, this sophisticated guy, here's why I'm telling you this. I want you to understand, folks, the dog whistles. We hear MIT. We hear Harvard. We hear Congress. We hear judge. We hear whatever. And we think, oh, well, look at this. He's a fellow sophisticate. You know who's the most sophisticated person that you likely know? Who's among them anyway? You. And you know what? You want to know why you're so sophisticated? Because you don't buy into the nonsense. I say this all the time. Look, I've got magna cum laude graduates of college that I raised. Smart kids. And there's no question in my mind they are intelligent kids. But they didn't get their intelligence from college. They got their intelligence from their parents. That's where they learn their smarts. We were playing, Wheel of Fortune, you know, comes on before Jeopardy. Yep, I lived that life. You know, in bed, you know, eat dinner at 5 o'clock and in bed by 8 o'clock. But anyway, my son's playing with us, and this kid is guessing every puzzle. He's like, I kill in Wheel of Fortune. I'm like, whatever, you know, I'll beat you in Wheel of Fortune. Bring it. And I'm telling you, he answered every one before we get to it. So Jeopardy, I'm pretty good at. Of course, it's based on, you know, whatever the categories are, but I can pretty much know where things are going and guess pretty good. So he goes, I'll beat you at Jeopardy too, Dad. I'm like, okay, Wheel of Fortune, yeah. Jeopardy, maybe not. And I know I beat him most of the time, but this particular day, he beat me. He absolutely beat me. And I will tell you, it was shocking. It was shocking. It is funny because I'm always on him about his grades. He just doesn't really try very hard. I think he's very bright. He doesn't try hard. You know, he won't turn in his homework. That's generally what his problem is. He'll have a C or a D, and I go, yep, no homework, no homework, no homework. But he makes 90s and, you know, 85s on the test. He knows the material, and he's not really studying. He just knows it. Anyway, let me get back to this. So this wunderkind is the expert that's running Quickens on his multi-billion dollar business that freely admits he doesn't know. Well, I will admit I wasn't up to speed on everything that my company was doing. And, you know, so he's got what they call it. Ignorance is his answer to everything, which, of course, wouldn't work for you. And now, you know, he's finally in trouble. Because the Democrats said, okay, now we got to get you. And when we get into the broadcast a little bit further, because we're just using this as a backdrop and a metaphor. This is not going to be the total discussion. I'm going to put it into that context. But as we get more into it, you'll see that others have started putting together two and two on this guy.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
96-12-59. Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Want a parallel? And a little more ammunition as to why I tell you SBF, Sam Bankman Fried, who wishes he was Sam Bankman Biden, and his now defunct company, FTX, are the epitome of leftism? Let me just tell you this. Like BLM, FTX bought lots of property. Yeah, they bought theirs in the Bahamas. So this company that makes nothing, that is going to act as an exchange, and maybe they are performing some sort of a service. I just don't I don't see it for myself, okay? They wanted to be the middleman for all these digital transactions that are occurring. Okay, maybe that's needed. But you're running your organization on QuickBooks, you have no corporate governance, and you claim to be an MIT grad with a level of sophistication that's supposed to be so far superior to all of us, right? And your investors are the same, which we'll get to them in just a second. So they bought lots of property, a digital currency operation hedging its bets in real estate, turning phony money into real estate. I get it. Look at what Google and Facebook and these guys are doing. I'm not telling you that they don't provide some level of service. Is it worth trillions of dollars? I don't think so. But you know what they do? Google and Facebook, they go into a city and they buy up all the property. They've taken all this, what really amounts to kind of phony money. They buy up all the property. They raise the property values to the point where people can't afford it. They then rent all the property to their employees and all the people around them, and they hedge their bets with, well, what, search engine optimization? And linking people to one another, and they say, oh, look at our market cap. Look at what we've contributed to the world. What have they contributed? Google, who essentially suppresses information and is part of the whole complicit social media Silicon Valley Gestapo, are the ones who are claiming they provide such a service to us. If you were providing a service to us, I guarantee you we wouldn't have that demented clown sitting in the White House. So what have they made? Oh, Kevin, I mean, Google is just the most amazing search engine. Let me tell you something. I don't care whether it was Netflix. I don't care whether you use DuckDuckGo or you use a Bing or whatever. Are you worth that much? What is the market cap of Microsoft? Now, it has a search engine, and yet Google is worth more. Why? Oh, Kevin, they gave us Google Earth. Like somebody else wouldn't have done it? The government's been doing that for a long time. Who knows how Google got that deal? Probably the same way Jeff Bezos got the whole geo, you know, thing with GPS and all the other stuff that he's doing. I don't know what all these people are involved in, but there's a collusion here that would have happened organically. Google, and let me put it a different way, because I know I may be confusing some people. Google doesn't need to exist. It exists because somebody figured out how to take advantage of it. And I won't discount, these are some bright folks. They've done some interesting things, but is it worth the money that they're telling you it's worth? I don't think so. I don't think me getting information 3 milliseconds faster than I would have gotten it on Bing is going to save me from myself. So what are we doing here? Well, all we're doing, folks, is we're watching these people get into other businesses, and it would be different if they cared about the country. They don't. They care about wealth and power. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, as I said, these guys have bought their property in the Bahamas, and there's some stink on that. We'll come back to that. Maybe they're providing laundering money to Ukraine. Certainly people are starting to raise eyebrows about it. And as I mentioned the other day, SBF, who was supposed to testify before Congress, got swooped up, caught a case, as we say in the hood, and now he doesn't have to speak to Congress, which I think was going to be very revealing. And let me just give you this little tidbit. I think the reason they swooped SBF up is because the dude doesn't know what to say in media. They were trying to get him to cover his butt by letting him go out and do media, but he didn't do it. He didn't exonerate the people that he needed to. So now the Democrats swooped him up, and, well, who knows what's going to happen to him. But here's what's most interesting to me at this moment is, where are the people who were all over this guy, who were endorsing this guy? There's an article. Celebrities who once endorsed the cryptocurrency platform FTX have remained noticeably silent. Yeah, noticeably silent since its disgraced founder was arrested. A-listers including, they always list Tom Brady first and his ex-wife Giselle, Shaquille O'Neal, Larry David, they've all appeared in advertisements endorsing the cryptocurrency exchange and expressing, I guess, thanks, their faith, rather, in Sam Bankman-Fried. But they've not released any statements since, and I love how they put this, the former billionaire. He was never a billionaire. This is nonsense. He said, he's been hiding out since his $32 billion empire came crashing down, and now he faces criminal charges in the U.S. So where are they? I've asked this question of the people that support Joe Biden, the people that want us to believe that Joe Biden got 81 million votes, the people that want us to believe we had free and fair elections, the people who believe that the midterms were free and fair elections. Where are you? Where are you on Joe Biden? Where are you on his record? Where are you on anything? I'll give you the answer. They're nowhere to be found. Because if you look, don't misunderstand me. There, the hatred of Trump is out there. I've seen it. And I don't think he'll survive it. I don't think he's going to survive the nomination process here. Or at the very least, here's what the Democrats want to do. They want to see Trump and DeSantis go at each other. And no matter who wins, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly. They want it split. I think they're going to be very surprised either direction. But that's what they want. So this is where we are. We've got people that don't want to tell. I don't even. Who, SBF? Who is that? Who is that? Joe Biden? Who is that? Who is that? People don't want to run with him. So at the very end of the election cycle, you remember, oh, Joe Biden's going to come out and make an appearance. Why did they do that? The fix was in. They got to let you know. Oh, when Joe Biden and Barack Obama came out at the end, it was to show solidarity and all this. Let me tell you. The fix was in. People were asking me, Kevin, what do you think? The red wave was real. But the only caveat, the only one I said was, you got to watch the cheating. I figured it would be so overwhelming on our side, they couldn't cheat and couldn't get away with it. Almost. But they still did the same thing they did in 2020. So the question we should be asking ourselves is, how are we going to fix this? How are we going to fix the SBFs of the world? Not let him get away with it. Not let him use him now as a scapegoat, and then we just move on, a la Harvey Weinstein, a la Jeffrey Epstein, a la Kevin Kleinsmith. How do we make him pay? We'll answer that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The death toll is at least three, dozens injured after tornadoes ravaged parts of Louisiana. And now the big winter storm is slamming the Northeast. Snow, rain, gusty winds forecast from New Jersey to Maine through tomorrow. On the final day of the meeting of nearly 50 leaders from Africa, President Biden gave them a surprise.
As I told some of you, you invited me to your countries. I said, be careful what you wish for. because I may show up.
The president also announced billions in new U.S. money to bolster democracy on the continent. Rising interest rates, retail prices higher, general unease with the prospect of recession. They're all slamming Wall Street today. The major index is down anywhere from 2.5% to more than 3%. But mortgage rates have fallen for the fifth straight week. The average for a 30-year fixed-rate loan now 6.31%. A year ago, it was 3.1%. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
SBF and FTX epitomize leftism. Whether we're talking about men playing women's sports, whether we're talking about Wu flu vaccines and the side effects and people dying, whether we're talking about Twitter files, whatever. SBF and FTX epitomize it. They're companies playing shell games. They're multi-billion dollar theoretical companies that are backed by nothing, which is what liberalism is. Liberalism is backed by nothing. It is hot air. There is no good logical conclusion that comes from anything leftist. Look at the border and tell me there's a good thing coming. How do you think this guy, this 30-year-old wunderkin, I use my finger quotes, MIT grad, smartest guy in the room, with the most sophisticated investors, was smoke and mirrors. And you know what he knew? He knew long ago when he was moving money from one company to the next, and he was watching his empire crumble as he's still spending money and acting like he's a, woohoo, look at me, I'm a billionaire. I want to be a billionaire. Yes, so freaking bad. So he's playing billionaire, knowing that his company has no governance. It's run amok. It is little more than a frat party, or possibly an orgy, the ways they say that the guy lived. Throwing money around like he's making it rain in a men's club, and he's a rapper. And nothing, I mean, with nothing. And you know what the left were doing? You know what the people that were doing in his industry? They're applauding him. While people are out there working their butts off, doing it the right way, by the book. By the way, conservatives, I'm gonna jump in here real quick on us. This is the way my company does it. We do it by the book. We back up what we're going to create. We are creative. We're not wunderkinds that come in out of the blue after getting red-pilled. We've been conservatives most of our lives. I've been a conservative my whole life. Never been a Democrat. And that's who we should be putting your faith in, is people who stand on principle, who have been tested in fire. Not people who are going to abandon you. The Kanye West of the world. You know, I'll find Jesus. Then I'll give myself his name, Jesus, and I'll put out a song about God as I think of myself as a God, and then I'll become all anti-Semitic or do whatever the crazy stuff he's doing. And conservatives are like, oh, he found Jesus. Oh, he's a conservative. He met with Trump. And then what's he do? He does something else stupid. Not one thing, not two things, but a bunch of things, because he doesn't know who he is. I'm not picking on Kanye. There are people more directly related to our industry who still are doing that. It takes a lot to become a Thomas Sowell, where you fight against Marxism and you get it, and then you build an entire life's work showing the idiocy of what you used to be. It takes a while. Because many of the people that are in this very industry are so money hungry and power hungry that I can't distinguish them from the left. I won't call them rhinos, but they act like it. So going back to SBF, give me your problem. I'll give you SBF. Oh, Kevin, how do we handle Ukraine? I tell you what we should do. Let's pretend we're going to war with Russia. Let's demonize somebody. Let's call him Putin. Let's make him the bad guy. And then let's work within the confines of Hunter Biden and the big guy. And let's start sending money over so maybe we can keep them shut up from what they're doing to us, what's been happening. Oh, and we'll figure out a way to keep Russia quiet, too. They're not fooling me. These people are crooked. Again, what do you want? You want immigration? I'll tell you, as I was alluding, Sam Bankman-Fried knew that the carpet was going to get pulled out from under him at some point. He was running nothing more than a Ponzi scheme that was sanctioned by the Democrats. And where did he think he was going to end up? You know, look. It was fun while it lasted, and of course, he's going to get sent to Club Fed. He'll still hide some money so he can keep, you know, the booty bandits away from him. He'll get out in a few years, and all will be good. He'll write a book. He'll be back into the mainstream of what I did and what lessons I learned and how Club Fed straightened me out, and he'll be the darling of something. He'll probably run for office, and who knows? He could be president one day because our votes won't count. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Folks, I'm not the only person who caught the strategy of arresting Sam Bankman-Fried before Congress got to him. Now it's an ongoing investigation, and the Democrats have an excuse for no comment when they're asked about Sam Bankman-Fried. And here's what Jonathan Turley wrote. The arrest of Sam Bankman-Fried was sudden and unexpected. In light of Bankman-Fried's plan to testify before Congress, as a criminal defense attorney, my reaction to the arrest is unchanged. This is the first time that I can recall where prosecutors moved aggressively to stop a defendant from making self-incriminating statements. His testimony would have been entirely admissible and likely devastating at trial. He says, I previously wrote how Bankman-Fried was doing harm to his case by speaking in the media and to Congress. So why would the Justice Department move to stop the inflicted damage? You have a major target who was about to voluntarily testify for hours. This is ordinarily a dream for prosecutors, but the Justice Department moved quickly to prevent this from happening. At that stage, Bankman-Fried was not charged or in custody. He was not protected by Miranda or other constitutional rules from self-incriminating statements. Indeed, some of us had already warned that he was causing himself considerable damage in making such statements. This was a defendant with a large legal team facing possible criminal charges who seemed eager to speak about his actions and motivations. Most prosecutors would sit back, make popcorn, and watch this unfold. The curious move led many to question whether the Biden administration was eager to prevent questions to Bankman-Fried on Bankman-Fried's political contributions and associations. He was the second highest donor to Democratic causes in the last cycle. His mother, a law professor at Stanford, also heads a major Democratic campaign fund. So, as I said, day or so ago, I think this is completely orchestrated. I think they gave Bankman-Fried an opportunity to clean things up, and he wasn't doing it. And they finally said, enough is enough. It's kind of like Harvey Weinstein. At some point, somebody whispered in his ear, hey, man, you're being targeted for extinction. And the Democrats are like the mafia. The mafia says, it won't be, you'll know the guy who's going to whack you. And he'll appear normal. He'll appear like, hey, you want to go shoot some pool? Yeah, I'll tell you what, you take your car. I'll sit in the back seat with an ice pick. Yeah, you ain't going to shoot pool. So Turley sees this and I'm not a legal beagle. I'm nowhere close. I've been close to Alan Dershowitz. I don't know if that makes me close to being legal. I mean, I'm friends with Alan, but I don't think that makes me a lawyer. So I can't speak on the legalities, but here's what I can tell you from a common sense perspective. His defense should have been saying, don't do any media, but they said nothing. He was doing massive media. I watched 4 interviews, not the whole thing, but pieces, of this guy post-bankruptcy. And he was essentially, yeah, it's my fault. I take the blame. I should have known. You know, defense attorneys would have been shut up, but they weren't. What were the prosecutors? To Turley's point, why would you tell the DOJ go swoop him up? He's going to testify before Congress. We will have a public record of everything this guy says. He has no clue how to behave, and I think his lawyers are not exactly for him. I don't want to give him any hints, but he might want to look into that. And yet, they swoop him up, and they say, yeah, I mean, against all common sense. So you know something's up. I'll be honest with you. There's a part of me that feels sorry for him. Not in what he did. What he did was crooked. I think he knew it was crooked. He might have thought it could work, but, you know, surround yourself with better folks. But I feel sorry for him because he's now caught up in a machine. And he has no idea. Jeffrey Epstein probably knew. I think, you know, to Jeffrey's point, I think he was keeping, you know, dirty secrets on people. And I'm surprised he didn't have a kill switch. In other words, if he gets killed, a lot of people go down. They obviously got to Jeffrey's kill switch. But Bankman-Fried, you can tell this kid knows nothing about the tornado that he's riding inside. It's going to get ugly for him.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Been covering Sam Bankman, SBF, and FTX, and all the other things involving these guys. And I've been covering it not because of the failure of this so-called Wunderkin, who was too stupid to run a supposed multi-billion dollar company, not on Quicken. I mean, has he not heard of Oracle or SAP? I can only imagine. Look, I don't know how complicated that stuff gets. God bless him if he could run on Quicken. We run on Quicken. We're little. But this guy, I mean, it was Ann Wagner, who's a representative out of Missouri. She was like, are you serious? This is the dude who's supposed to be the smartest guy in the room. That's what the left told us. What did they say about Comey?
Oh, you can't get a better guy than that. That Jim Comey. Everybody likes Jim Comey.
What did they say about Robert Mueller?
Oh, Robert Mueller, straight as they come. You can't get any better. Oh, my gosh. Nobody can complain about Mueller.
Really? What did you say about those Hunter Biden laptop experts? 51 of them. Joe Biden said 51 experts reviewed it, and they said it was Russian misinformation. And then there were the experts on climate change. 99% of them said climate change is real. Are you beginning to lose a little faith in the experts? And what's funny is, question it. Question if a man can have a baby. You know, question the nonsense that these people come up with. They like teaching racism. They want people to fall in line with the most ridiculous stuff. And God, when they get caught, whoo, lordy, 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 all bets are off. They start throwing people under the bus. They scoop you. You've seen the shows where they throw the thing over your head, you know, the black tarp, not tarp, but, you know, felt thing where you can't see, and toss you in the van and zip you off to somewhere. And the next thing you do, you wake up, you know, 2 hours later after they've injected your neck, and you're in an interrogation room with lights on you. And a voice behind the modulator going, "You know why you're here." What, did I dare go off the leftist plantation? Kevin Jackson, folks. That's who you're listening to. So what's happening to SBF is not unusual. To be honest with you, I'm surprised they didn't snatch him up sooner. I really am. I'm shocked. And the only thing I can think is they were trying to let, and I said this earlier, they were trying to let him have some level of credibility. They were seeing, could he handle it? Now, this is a guy that slept on a beanbag at his office after they had the orgies or whatever, supposedly. I don't know what they were doing over in the Bahamas. But they showed a picture of him. He's so avant-garde. Look at him. He's sleeping at the office. People are working all around him. Oh, my gosh. He's nothing but a fraud. I love it. I love rubbing these guys in their faces. I love rubbing the Anthony Faucis, the Harvey Weinsteins, the Jeffrey Epsteins. By the way, they own every one of these lecherous thugs, these perverts. He's a crypto thug is what SBF was. That's what he was. He's a crypto thug. And you could go down the list of them. And all you got to do, pick your thing. Bernie Madoff. I can tell you, look at Bernie Madoff's voting record. I don't even know what it is. I'm being dead serious. I don't know. I'll make you a bet. Bernie Madoff was a Democrat. He voted Democrat. Oh, Kevin, he's Jewish. That's look, there are Jewish people that don't vote Democrat. I know a bunch of them. My Blexit friends down in Florida, what's up, y'all? I know a bunch of them. I know some that converted. One of my best buddies, Bernie, 84 years old, 84 years young, former Democrat. Now, he's going, what happened to this party? This party I used to support. I don't even know who they are. We've had amazing discussions around it. He said, he apologized. He's like, Kevin, I feel bad. I can't support black people anymore like I did in the 60s. And I said, don't feel bad. You got nothing to support of black people today. They're not getting oppressed. See, the Jews, they understand it. They're waking up. They're starting to not vote that way. But look, I don't know what Bernie Madoff voted. I'm just telling you, it may be a little slanted in my favor, so I'll give you odds. I'll give you odds. What do you want? Tell me what odds you want. We'll call it bookie. But I'm going to bet you that dude voted Democrat. Epstein. You think Epstein voted Republican or Democrat? Huh, Bill Clinton? You think Weinstein was a Republican or a Democrat? I'm just telling you. I know the game. Hey, speaking of Weinstein and the whole movie business, you know AOC's Green movie flopped? I don't know what these people think. You got to question their sanity. The movie was called To the End. It was a political documentary, and the lady who directed his name is Rachel Lears. She directed Knock Down the House. It debuted on Netflix in 2019. The Climate Change-centered follow-up debuted in 120 theaters over the last weekend, brought in $10,000, according to data from Box Office Mojo. Documentaries typically make their way to streaming these days, and the box offices still struggle to have a full comeback following COVID shutdowns. Still, the presence of a celebrity, I'm reading this, like Ocasio-Cortez front and center in a documentary would seem to be a selling point that would earn more than, you ready for the number? $80 per theater. They would have been better off just letting them stream it in their houses and asking for money back. $10,000. This thing opened in 120 theaters, figuring an average of $20 to get into a movie. They had four people in 120 theaters. So they had less than 500 people watch this movie. She's really popular, isn't she? As I said, when we get the real Twitter bot count, I'm going to be curious to see how that shakes out. Let me go back to what we were talking about. This SBF. So he was supposed to give his testimony to Congress, right? And somebody got what he was going to write. I don't know how they get this stuff, but they got it. And here's what he said. I'm reading this. I want to start by formally stating under oath, I effed up. That tells you all you need to know about this wunderkind. He doesn't even have the decorum to say to Congress, I screwed up, I messed up, I'm at fault, nothing. I effed up. He goes on to say this, I know that it doesn't mean much to say that I'm sorry, and I'm going to read it like he wrote it. And I'm so dedicating as much of myself as I can to doing right by customers. When all is said and done, I'll judge myself primarily by one metric. Whether I have eventually been able to make customers whole. If I fail our customers in this regard, I have failed myself. Hey, SBF, you failed. There's a song, old school rap song. You're in jail because you fail. You're in jail. Pop, 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 pop. You're in jail because you failed. And here's what he added. He said, FTX's management data is currently being held hostage by bankruptcy court. And much of the testimony that he's going to give is less confident and detailed than he would have been able to make it. And he apologizes if he's unable to confidently answer completely reasonable questions. He says, I deeply regret giving in to the pressure to sign forms that precipitated the Chapter 11 filing just a few days after FTX International became potentially insolvent. Among other things, the Chapter 11 team was thrust into a very difficult situation. He claims that he probably could have made it work if they had just left him alone. If he could have just, you know, I could have made it work. He's lying. But it's fun to watch because, as I said, I talked earlier, I'm not the only one who believes they don't want this guy testifying. They don't want the truth to get out. The people who claim they want to be transparent, that is the last thing they want from SBF. Because he's too stupid to know what not to say. To protect himself or to protect the Democrats who took millions of dollars. Why aren't we asking for that money back? Just curious.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.